trainer Brad Cox. He'll talk about Monomoy Girl. We'll also talk about his contenders coming up in this afternoon's stakes races at Churchill. He is loaded once again. And the native of Louisville with me now here on HRRN. Brad, good morning. Thanks for spending a little time on what has to be a very busy day.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, listen, we just heard the call of Monomoy Girl returning to the races. That great, great return in that allowance race on May 16th. Just spend a few minutes reflecting on that race and share your thoughts on that performance.
I mean, it was a long road to get her back. I mean, it was our third attempt, and it worked out this time. And just excited to get her back, get her back to the races, and then get her back to the winner's circle. So a great day, and just very proud of her, and our whole team and the owners, and what we've accomplished with her since the beginning, since her two-year-old year. But to still have her going at the age of five is pretty remarkable. It just shows what kind of horse she is.
Yeah, and you have to be very proud, Brad. That was a tremendous training job on your part. You mentioned your third attempt to get her back to the races. Talk about a couple of the things that she had to overcome on that comeback trail.
Well, it's just, some soundness issues behind, nothing major, never had any surgeries or anything. Just wasn't, we're not real happy with the way she was traveling behind and come out of some works, and we just had to, it was like one step forward, two steps back with her in 2019. So 2020 definitely went a lot smoother and better for her. So, these horses, when they're not doing well, they're not going to run well. So, that's why we do this. We're out here 7 days a week and going over them and training them and trying to get them as good as we can. And she's obviously very good to us in 2018. And we know when she's right. We know her like the back of our hand. And she's had a good year and responded well, and was very proud of what she was able to accomplish in her comeback race.
Yeah, as her trainer, Brad, when she's going into the starting gate, and it's been such a long road, and you finally get her in the starting gate on that comeback race, what was that moment like when she was going in? Were you nervous? Were you anxious? What was it like?
A little nervous. I mean, she's obviously going to be the big favorite, kind of feel like you have a target on your back. But, just kind of how the race was going to unfold, I wanted, my only instruction to Florent was, just be somewhat conservative early. I said, I want her running at the end. I don't want to use her up going up the backside or around the turn. And he did a great job. He obviously knows her extremely well, and it worked out well. And, yeah, as far as the nerves go, I mean, I was a little nervous. I don't get nervous before races very often, but I did get a little nervous before she went in the gate for sure.
Yeah, and you probably should. What's next for her? Where do we see her next?
We got some options. We'll look at the Ogden Phipps as a possibility at Belmont or the Ruffian, the 1st of July. She actually breezed this morning at Churchill and went extremely well. I was very pleased with her work and her gallop out. And, actually standing here right now looking at her, and she's in the feed tub, looks fantastic. And, that's definitely something we'll look at. It's the first race. It's our first option. But we're going to see how it comes up and if it makes sense for her. And, we'll just kind of see how things unfold over the next week or so.
I know, Brad, that, obviously when you're in these big races, you have to worry about every single horse that's in the race. But with what Midnight Bisou did last year in the absence of Monomoy Girl, now to have the two of them back together again, that was a great rivalry a couple of years ago. It could be a lot of fun here in 2020.
Yeah, for sure. It'd be great for racing. There's no doubt about it. That was a great rivalry in 2018, and hopefully they can, match up or meet up again at some point. Hopefully maybe a couple times this year, and see how it goes.
Yeah, do trainers get pumped up about those kind of rivalries?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think, you want to go into them with confidence, and I think if you got confidence going into them, yeah, absolutely. It's exciting. It's like, being in the Final Four of the Super Bowl. I mean, it's a showdown, and, see how it plays out. But it's something to look forward to this year for sure.
Talking with trainer Brad Cox here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. He has saddled more than 1,300 winners in his career and has really been on the roll the last several years. And he is looking to continue that role later today at Churchill Downs. Brad, when you look at the Grade 3 winning colors, named for the great Philly and Kentucky Derby winner, you send out the morning line favorite, number two, break even. Joel Rosario will get the leg up today. Talk to me a little bit about this four-year-old filly.
Well, she ran big last time in Oakland. Rosario rode her that day as well. She kind of had things all her own way up front. You know, we'll see what happens today. She has a tendency to break about a half step slow, but she recovers extremely quick and, you know, puts herself up in the race. She's got a lot of speed. She's very fast. She ran well in the Churchill here last year in the Eight Bells. And, you know, she'll run, she's a dual surface horse, and she'll run on anything. She's one of the fast dirt, muddy track, turf. She's very consistent filly, and she's in very, very good form. This will be her third race off the layoff. Kind of throw her first race out. She's 5.5 now at the fairgrounds with a ton of speed in the race. She got caught up in a pace duel, and just wasn't her day and her setup at all. Going into the race, to be honest with you, I think they bet her pretty heavy that day, and I didn't really like the way the race was unfolding, to be honest. And I kind of thought, you know, wasn't going to put a whole lot into it. We took a step back, found a condition or a money allowance for her. She responded well, and I think with that effort today, she'll be there. She'll be there at the end. She's trained extremely well. She, like I said, she does like Churchill. I'm excited about her.
Yeah, she began her career 6-for-6, and you had to be thinking at that point, wow, we have something special here. And she really hasn't disappointed since then.
No, just the one setback off the layoff, and she's, like I said, she got back on track in her last race, and hopefully she can continue on today.
All right, break even in that seventh race today, which is the Grade 3 Winning Colors. The final race on the program is the Grade 3 Mint Julep, which is 1/16 on the turf course. You have two horses in there. You have Juliet Foxtrot and Beau Recall, the first and second choices on the morning line in that race, too. Tell me about them, Brad.
Well, Juliet's coming off a layoff. Ran against as good a filly mare grass horses, you know, from 1/16 as you could run against between Umi and Mark Cassie's filly that
I think
running the Book A next week. But you know, she ran against some of the best fillies in the country last year, and you know, ran very, very well against them. She's a graded winner, raced in California. Very unlucky to not win that. I think she led every jump except the very last one when Basilica nipped her at the wire, and then she galloped out in front. So she's a really, really nice filly that has been ready to go for a while. She's one that's obviously we were pointing for Keeneland, and you know, obviously with the setback with no racing, we had to take a deep breath and relax a while. But she's ready to go. I'm excited about her. Last two works at Keeneland on the turf course have been extremely well, went extremely well. And I think she's set up for a big race, and hopefully she gets a good trip there. She likes to be up close, and I think there's a little bit of speed in there where she could be tracking a horse or two, which I would like to see off the layoff. And Floran obviously knows her well, rode her last year, I believe, in every start, and I think she's set up for a big race today.
How about Beau Recall?
Beau had the winter off, come back, and has gotten ready really quick. She's moving every bit as well this year as she was last. She had a little issue with a splint bone last fall after the Santa Anita race, and has rebounded extremely well and quick. I didn't really think she would get ready this soon, but she's not a big filly, and she's really, really taking shape quick. Once again, her last few works at Keeneland have been very, very well, and honestly, I feel like she's working better this year than she was last year, leading up to some of her bigger efforts last year. I mean, she's I'd say just an average workhorse, and last year and this year, I think she's showing a little more of the morning. So I think she's set up for a big effort. I think she's going to have to get a trip, a clean run down the track. She's got the one start here at Churchill last year, Derby Day. She was able to pick off a Grade 2, and you know, she obviously once again beat some very, very good horses in there. And you know, I think she's set up for a big effort as well.
You know, Brad, you're always so positive. You always have this great enthusiasm when you join me here on the program, and it's always a delight to talk to you. But considering the fact that you grew up right there in the shadows of the Twin Spires in Louisville, to now be winning and be in contention in all these big races that you grew up watching, what's that like? That has to be so cool.
Yeah, it is for sure. I mean, you know, you can remember some of the horses that won these races And obviously some of the races that they've changed names, but I can remember, you know, a lot of the horses growing up that, you know, trainers that I idolized and, you know, were able to pick those races off and win them. And you know, it's kind of cool to look back and say, you know, I can remember, you know, watching that horse win that race and, you know, 25, 30 years ago and as a kid, and then, you know, we're able to win a race like the Fall City or, you know, whatever it may be, the Clark Handicap or the Mint Julep. You know, and to you know, be able to pick off one of those races means a lot because they, like you said, those are races that I grew up watching and, you know, idolize those guys, the jocks, the trainers, and all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you started walking hots for Frankie Brothers and Jinx Fires, and those were guys that a lot of prospective trainers looked up to. Now there are prospective trainers that are looking up to Brad Cox and watching you every Saturday. That's really neat.
Yeah, it's cool, and hopefully, you know, like Jinx Fires, for example, I mean, he's very good with young horses when I was, you know, walking hots for him as a kid. And, you know, he was effective in, you know, the races like the Bashford Manor and stuff like that years ago. So, it's neat to look back and look at that stuff and, you know, look forward and try to win races like that as well.
Well, Brad, listen, appreciate the visit here this morning. I'll let you get back to work, and thanks so much for your time. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, we'll get you a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. And good luck today, and good luck with Monomoy Girl this year, too, and all your runners, by the way. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you.